USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A majority of Americans will accept the results of the election, even if they dislike the winner, according to a Reuters poll. The survey was conducted from October 13th through the 20th and shows that 79% of Americans will accept the election results. The poll does have a 4% margin for error. Southwest Airlines is coming under fire for unblocking the middle seat on flights. USA Radio News' Val Dior explains.
Southwest shared the news on Twitter Thursday. They cited a growing body of data and research from Harvard as well as the Department of Defense. The backlash continues to grow as many are not as much concerned with COVID but with flu season approaching. Even without baggage fees, Southwest turns a profit annually, leaving some to question if this is a financial decision. American Airlines has been selling its middle seat since late June and filling flights to capacity after losing $70 million a day at the start of COVID. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Dr. Fauci, the icon for the pandemic in America, says a COVID-19 vaccine could be weeks away. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has the details.
Two coronavirus vaccine trials are ready to start up again in the United States. Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca joining drug makers Moderna and Pfizer in late-stage clinical trials in the United States. As far as when we can expect a vaccine, coronavirus task force member Dr. Anthony Fauci telling MSNBC,
vaccine doses will likely start to be distributed on a priority basis, for example, to healthcare workers and those who are most vulnerable, could be very much by the end of this year, the beginning of the year. But when you talk about hundreds of millions of people, you're really talking about several months into 2021.
President Trump says military brass is ready to distribute an approved vaccine to Americans with great speed via the vast transportation capabilities of the American military. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
The colorful leader of Samsung Group and South Korea's richest man, Lee Kun-hee, has died. Chung Sun-soop, CEO of Chaebol.com, said, "Lee is such a symbolic figure in South Korea's spectacular rise and how South Koreans embrace globalization that his death will be remembered by so many Koreans." Samsung Group affiliates earned $289.6 billion in 2019. That translates to 17% of South Korea's gross domestic product, or GDP. It should be noted Lee was also convicted of bribery and tax evasion, and the Samsung brand was criticized for being too big. The Senate is in session over the weekend. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
The Senate holding a rare weekend session as debate begins on the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
It's no surprise that the American Bar Association, which the minority leader has called the gold standard, gave her their highest rating. The chair of the Standing Committee on the Judiciary said in interviews with individuals in the legal profession and community who know Judge Barrett, whether for a few years or decades, not one person uttered a negative word about her character.
That's Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas. Senate Republican leaders aim to have a confirmation vote on Monday.
NASCAR is at Texas Motor Speedway Sunday. The Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 500 starts at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on NBCSN. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.